It's All Things Considered from NPR News. Guy Raz is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Nuclear Security Summit begins in Washington tomorrow. 47 countries are participating, most of them represented by heads of state or government. This is an important moment in President Obama's effort to keep his campaign pledge to work toward a world free from the threat of nuclear weapons.
It's time to send a clear message to the world. America seeks a world with no nuclear weapons. As long as nuclear weapons exist, we'll retain a strong deterrent. But we will make the goal of eliminating all nuclear weapons a central element in our nuclear policy.
That was candidate Obama at Purdue University in the summer before his election. In the meeting that he will convene tomorrow in Washington, the president will ask nations to secure all nuclear materials within 4 years, anything that might be used by terrorists or even nations to make a weapon. Tomorrow, Russia's president is expected to sign an agreement on how to dispose of Cold War-era nuclear weapons. The U.S. and Russia have already signed the START Treaty, pledging to cut each country's nuclear arsenals, but some members of Congress are expressing doubts about the president's plans.
I'm going to be real hesitant to vote for this treaty unless we have a commitment from the administration that they're prepared to modernize our nuclear stockpile.
That was Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut.